fellow freedom fans. David Allen Carmichael here with Preservative Talk Radio, back with you again. Was out last week. Appreciate you guys being patient with me. Had lots to do, and we're doing freedom things. That's one thing about Preservative Talk Radio. I contemplated this morning our mission. And I was thinking about this world, and I want you to think about the world. We're going to take the next, about the next hour, we're going to talk about freedom, and it's going to be practical. It's going to have to relate to you and your little zone of the world. We're going to talk about some laws that are affecting everybody and what you should do when confronted by somebody who says to you, "Hello, good morning, I'm Officer So-and-so. I'd like you to prove that you're not a criminal." "Oh, thank you, officer. I'm not a criminal." I love it when people give me the opportunity to declare that I'm not a criminal. It's almost like getting a trophy. It's an opportunity to declare in public to a personal man with a great-looking uniform that I am not somebody who is a criminal. It's a wonderful celebration. Thank you for giving me that opportunity. Now, is that what we're supposed to do? Is there a duty that we have possibly to tell a police officer, "Oh, thank you, officer, for doing a spot check on me"? We had this thing in the Navy. They were called, I won't even tell you what they're called because it's probably still classified, so I'll keep my mouth shut on that. But we had a name for something where there would be a security check. They would come up and somebody would try to breach your security. And I got a story about that. I'll tell you a story about it. One instance, I was an officer of the deck on a ship of the United States Navy. And a man came up at about 1:30 in the morning, and he had not shaven clearly in quite a while. His hair was way too long for it exceeded the military standard. No, it didn't exceed, did not meet the military standard. He brought orders that were supposedly to a ship, but this ship said some other ship. And then the other thing is I checked his identification card, and it had been expired for, 120 days. And just a couple of hours earlier, the former watchstander had been relieved of his job because there was a security breach. So I was kind of on guard. And I just totally interrogated this young guy to the point of his humiliation. And what he didn't know is that the person who I relieved on the watch that I came in, actually the man I relieved had just relieved somebody who had been taken off the watch for cause. So this young man, it turns out, had been gone absent without leave. He had a personal conflict in his life that drove him to the point of not being responsible in any other way in his life. And he went absent without leave to the point where it became what is called desertion. He exceeded the boundary, the required regulatory boundary. So now he's in the status of desertion. He was under orders to a certain ship, and suddenly it got changed or something happened. But he was given a verbal order to come to our ship just to have a place to sleep. And, of course, his identification card was not appropriate. It was out of date. And he wasn't dressed properly. His uniform was all a mess, and it just screamed of a security breach. So what I did is I did due diligence to inspect this guy to make sure that he was okay. After the fact, it turned out he was okay. What if an officer, just imagine us, you and me, we all, without giving an oath to the Constitution, well, I'll tell you what my oath was. I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulation in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. I would say there's millions of people been in the military, and very few of them actually quote and know and have as a matter of their very soul, their oath of allegiance that they gave. They ought to, but they don't. They normally say, "Repeat after me, state your name. That's what we do. We don't realize that this oath is something that ought not to be taken lightly because it is indeed an oath. If you go to the Bible, they say, it actually says in the Old Testament, don't oath. You know, some people read that Jesus said, don't give it all. Don't do it. And they think that it's a new thing that Jesus said. No, he was just quoting the Old Testament. The Old Testament, straight from the Creator, said, don't give an oath because it's voluntary. And if you volunteer, it then becomes sin to you if you do not fulfill it. I gave an oath to the Constitution to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And since that Constitution is the law of the land, the institute of authority that has been instituted in this land, which the Bible tells us that we ought to subject ourselves to, I have an obligation to that oath, even to the point where I now do not obey the orders of the President of the United States, since he is not an officer appointed over me, so to speak. So an executive order doesn't apply to me because of the Constitution, because I've given the oath before Almighty God to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I can't obey. I can't in good conscience obey an executive order of the President of the United States. Okay, how's that for an intro of Preservative Talk Radio today? So I'm laying that groundwork because I want to challenge the listener. This is not just merely educational. I want us all to stop and think about it. And I'm gonna try to think what the Navy code was for this security breach. And so I'm gonna call this an Alpha 10 an Alpha 10 Juliet. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna call this an Alpha 10 Juliet is the code I'm going to use. Let's say an officer comes up to us, a police officer, somebody, a uniformed officer, and it turns out every time he pulls up to us, it's an Alpha 10 Juliet. He is a spy. He's trying to find out whether we are going to uphold our oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. He's acting like he's just doing a safety inspection, a traffic stop, let's say you're going down. You know, you're going down the highway and all of a sudden you got these little lights and everybody's got to pull over or funneled into a spot and they ask you a question. Okay, you're going to pull over. You're going to keep going. They're doing a DUI check or something like that or whatever they're doing, whatever they're going to call it. Let's call it an Alpha 10 Juliet inspection, that indeed they're just there to see if you and I, who have given an oath, are willing to uphold it or it would be sin for us. That's really what they are. They're an Alpha 10 Juliet. This is a trick encounter. Is it possible we can think about that? And if you're really confused, just hang in with me. And some people are going, aha, I get it. All you service members, you get it. You know, you memorize your 11 general orders. And all of a sudden, this is pushing a couple of them. So what are you going to do when the Alpha 10 Juliet cleverly disguised as a police officer comes up to you and asks you to incriminate yourself? What do you do? What if you are not a criminal? What if you can't, you think, incriminate yourself? Is it okay, according to your oath, to go ahead and partner with Alpha 10 Juliet to breach this protection of the Constitution? And this is what I mean here. Here is a question. I've got three questions. I looked this up at drivinglaws.org. What does it mean to drive without a license in Tennessee? What does it mean to drive without a license in Georgia? What does it mean to drive without a license in Alabama? Interrogative. Driving without a license can refer to three scenarios. You're stopped for an offense and you have a license, but it's not in your possession. In other words, you were licensed to drive but lacked proof, an infraction that may be dismissed once you can prove that you possessed a valid license at the time of the incident. However, it says, note, you may have to pay a fine. So, officer, Alpha, what did I say? Alpha 10 Juliet inspection. This is a faux officer inspection. It's really intended to be an Alpha 10 Juliet to see if you're willing to, if he can breach your constitutional oath. You have a license, but it's not in your possession. How sure are you that your license is in your possession? Because Alpha 10 Juliet is asking you to prove that you are not worthy of paying a fine. Now, has anybody who's given a note to the Constitution actually read it? Does that strike of something that you've read or you were told about somewhere between fifth grade and eighth grade regarding your U.S. government training? Mr. Jones, I'm Alpha 10 Juliet. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Officer Smith. And I'm here to see if you are breached the violation of not having your driver's license with you. Now, a real person who is savvy and is on the quarterdeck and is engaged in Alpha 10 Juliet's trying to breach their security before, they'll say, aha, I smell a rat here. Something is not good. And you're going to ask him and say, excuse me, officer, Could you explain to me what would drive you to ask that question? Oh, I don't really have a reason. I'm just doing a check here. We're just asking people to incriminate themselves. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, you got me. I'm not going to fall for it. I know what the Constitution is. So I'm not going to consent to speaking to your question. Okay. How many of us are able to do that? Because if you think about it, and again, do you have to wait for the U.S. Supreme Court to explain reality to you? Do we have to not really apply the Constitution until we can find a Miranda case or something like that? If you really have an oath before Almighty God to uphold the Constitution, and I know there's many people that are listening to this that are in that category. There's thousands right now that are hearing this, and I'm striking a chord with you. Do you really have to wait for a Supreme Court case and a quote? Or you take it on personally as one of the people who have an obligation to stand against the imposition or the encroachment of an other office, that you of the people want to make sure that the state or the states or the United States does not encroach beyond their powers? Because if you do, if you voluntarily become complicit, you are an enemy of your oath. You're an enemy of the Constitution. And what's funny about this show is I just started speaking. I really didn't know what I was going to say today. I've been reading cases all morning, and because I had an incident where I discovered somebody had been put in jail recently because they didn't answer the questions. They had their window knocked out. And so the person, with much knowledge comes much sorrow, refused to answer the question because of good reason. Now, so I'm going to step back. So that motivated. What's happened? I've had a lot of pastoral counseling, some study, some investigation. They're kind of, when somebody's been upset by one of these situations, they don't think straight. So asking them questions. Well, what happened? Could you explain to me what happened? Well, have you written that down? You know, well, what about, well, did you write that down that the police officer said that? No, I forgot to write that. Well, you ought to probably write that down, you know. Well, you're nice, calm, cool, and collected, and somebody will come to help you someday. Write all these things down because it's just important to do. You captured at the moment things that you're never going to remember later. Go ahead and put it in writing. I think that's going to be a benefit. And it also helps you de-stress. You're unloading. You know, it's not bottled up. Okay. So that's some counsel that I was having to give recently. Just that's administrative and therapeutic. But because of that incident, I've had to do some studying. And so I actually came into the show today not knowing what I was going to say. The only thing I put in front of me for my notes is this thing I'm going to be reading to you very shortly, or I started reading to you, about what it means to drive without a license in Tennessee, Georgia, or Alabama. So let's say Officer Alpha 10 Juliet comes up, and I'll have to state that later as I bring in the show after celebrate the advertisers and our supporters at the half hour. I'll bring it up again. I'll explain what the context of Alpha 10 Juliet is, and what it, for you military people, I'm using a code word for a code word because I don't want to use the actual code word because it's probably still like a classified code word. All right. So driving without a license can refer to three scenarios. You're stopped for an offense and you have a license, but it's not in your possession. You've never applied for a license or your license is expired. And driving in Tennessee, I'll give you an example. Driving without a license is a Class C misdemeanor, punishable up to 30 days in jail and up to $50 fine in Tennessee. Tennessee code's annotated 55-50-351. And then the third incidents in Tennessee, and they're parallel in Georgia and Alabama, a little bit different penalties. Your license has been canceled, revoked, or suspended by the authorities. For first-time offenders, this offense is punishable by a fine of up to $500 and a maximum of 6 months in jail. A second offense may be punished by up to 1 year in jail and $2,500 in fines. So what's happening when Alpha 10 Juliet, cleverly disguised as Officer Smith or Jones or whatever it is, comes up to you and they introduce yourself well-dressed, well-armed, and with carrying the mantle of authority. And he comes to you and they ask you this question. Hello, I'm here to see if I can get you to incriminate you and to see if you'll be a partner to forsaking your oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and or any of the states against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They're it's a test thing. They're testing your resolve and your ability to maintain security. How's that? Your ability to maintain security. They're testing whether they can breach you and your acting to enforce your duty of security for your nation, for your society, for the law of the land, for the law of God. So they ask you, oh, I'd like to know, do you have a license, but it's not in your possession? I'd like you to incriminate yourself. I'm not going to fall for that one. Nope, nope, nope. You're an Alpha 10 Juliet. And even if you're not, you might be. So I'm not going to fall for that. No, I'm not going to respond to that one, officer. Okay, sir, I'd like to know, have you ever applied for a license? Or that you've never applied for a license? Have you ever applied for a license? Because the alternative would be that you've never applied for a license. Or is your license expired? I see you're just trying to get me to answer the question, so I'll be cooperative and possibly not get pulled out of my car and roughed up and stuff. I know you might be an Alpha 10 Juliet, so I'm not going to let you breach my security. I am not going to allow you to. I'm not going to respond to that question, your officer, because I'm upholding the Constitution of the United States and the state where I am. So that's what I'm doing. Okay, well, let's try this one, sir. I've got three things on my list I'd like to ask you. Has your license been canceled, revoked, or suspended by the authorities? And you say, oh, I know what that is, because that's like a $500 fine or maybe 6 months in jail. And up to like $2,500 in fines. So I understand, sir. I know, cleverly disguised as a officer of the law. Yeah, officer of the law. You're really an Alpha 10 Juliet trying to see if I'm able to be breached in my duties. If I'm willing to not fulfill, exercise due diligence of fulfilling my duties to protect the security of our land and our society. You are the Alpha 10 Juliet. So, sir, I'm not going to answer that question. How'd I do? Oh, here's my card. You're right. I'm an Alpha 10 Juliet. You answered correctly. Thank you for partnering with us in the upholding of our constitutions. And would you please proceed? And you have a nice day and you drive safely. You too, officer. Thank you. I really enjoyed that. Thanks for checking on me, keeping me on my toes. I'm going to remember that. I really appreciate that. You are a minister of God for my good. That's really, can't we think of it that way? Because I'm telling you, every one of you are going to be pulled over, and we know, let's just say a little trip to Dayton. In fact, I know some people that are up in Dayton who, if they leave their house and a police officer sees them, they're going to like set up a safety check. Hey, so-and-so's heading down the road, right? So heading over to Highway 30, you better get on over there to the intersection because you can get her while you've got a chance. She's 80, but she's spry. So there's things I know in this area that you're going to be confronted with this, but we don't think about it that way. We say, oh, I have my driver's license. I'm conforming to the norm, and I'm going to prove to the officer that I'm conforming to the norm. But let's say, for instance, you've got an oath. Is it only appropriate to not incriminate yourself if you don't have your license in your possession? Is it only appropriate to not incriminate yourself if you've never applied for a license or your license has been expired? Is it only appropriate to not incriminate yourself? In other words, speak to answer the challenge to prove you're not a criminal if your license has been canceled, revoked, or suspended by authorities. It is appointed man wants to die, then to judgment. I quote that all the time, but there's another thing I quote, and it's the list in the Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, where it lists those people who are going to be swimming in the lake which burns with fire, which is the second death. And the first one on the list are the fearful. In some translations, they say cowards, are subject to this, fire that burns, lake which burns with fire, which is the second death. And the first one listed is cowards. You know why we don't fail to incriminate ourselves? I will tell you, in my case, I've actually incriminated myself when pulled over because I was fearful. I really don't want to go to jail. I don't. It scares me. So if anything, you're probably, I should not tell this people, because I think, you know, they might get tricky and try to put me in jail for some cause just to mess with me. They might find out that God gives me the grace to deal with the situation, and I end up doing jail ministry, which somebody I talked to the other day, they got put in jail for some silly thing like that, and they got him out of jail real quick because all the prisoners started coming to them and confessing their sins and wanting to know how God can change their life, and it became something everybody knew that this guy was being persecuted. So they kicked him out of jail. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Alpha 10 Juliet and your responsibility, my responsibility, and courage on this Preservative Talk Radio for Neuter Radio. Fellow Freedom Fans, David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio. Aid a veteran. Do it. I'm a veteran. I have a couple of medals. I won't tell you the details of it. I'm telling you what, I was on the lowest of the low of those serving in a, let's say, combat area per se. I mean, let's call it quote unquote combat area technically, but I was so far back that really, I think my focus was to be an aid to those who had served a significant amount of time there and had put themselves at greater risk than I did. But I am a veteran. And one of the things I did, I was telling our audience, and I say this oath often, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I will bear true faith and allegiance the same. I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the officers of the and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to regulation and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. Now, that's the statement I made, and I'm not reading that, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing in front of me to read. When you make an oath, it's a confession of faith. It really is. It's a confession of good faith. And you have an obligation. You have an object. And my understanding is, because I'm trained in these things, I've trained myself in that once I gave that oath, to know what my duty is. And notwithstanding my status, well, actually considering my status, what is my duty? Every single officer of the law, and they're listening now, thank you so much for your service. And if you're offended by what I say, and rather invigorated by what I say, I pray that God changes your heart, and you're going to go ahead. They just turned it off. If your heart is not invigorated and stimulated right by this and encouraged by this, then there's something wrong that you have. You're deviant. You're actually a minister of Satan. And I'm going to try to justify these statements here in a minute. If you are an officer who considers your oath before Almighty God and understand that's an oath, a confession covenant that you have, a duty that then when you fail, it's not just merely you might get punished, you might get a fine, you might get a reprimand. No, it's a sin before Almighty God. That's the thing that you've got to consider. And you'll face it on Judgment Day, your trust in his grace and to lead you into the right way to change your behavior if it's wrong. But if you're of that perspective, that right perspective on giving oath and fulfilling and upholding the law as your primary duty, then I think you're going to be satisfied with what I say today. And you're going to be considerate of people. There's a few officers that are listening right now who already let people drive on when the officer realizes it's their job today to act like a, what did I call it, Alpha 10 Juliet. And some of you Navy guys know what the correct designation would be, right? But you realize what I'm alluding to, where that you come in and you're paid to put somebody to challenge them to see, will they forsake their fiduciary duty to uphold the Constitution of Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, the United States. I'm here. I'm hired. It's a sick little job we have, but I'm here to try to breach their security, their internal integrity, their personal integrity, to basically where they could be maligned on the basis of their conduct or their response. And you realize it's your job. You're paid to do it. It's kind of grievous. But you're paid to do it. You're trying to breach the integrity of their duty to protect the Constitution. And you're real good at it because every time you ask them to incriminate yourself, you know they do it. It kind of grieves you because you understand the bigger picture of law. But this is what you're doing. You're paid to check people's integrity. And of course, they confess and or they breach, they readily breach security, and it grieves you. I am speaking to people right now. I mean, they're identifying with me. If you identify with me, I'm going to give you my personal email. This is in public here. David@preservativetalkradio.com. David@preservativetalkradio.com. Tell me. Try to do it anonymously or whatever. Just take it as an ecclesiastical communication, and I will keep it that way. If you're under an oath and you understand your oath, you're a kind of person, I've met these kind of people, who when you pull somebody over and they say, I do not consent. Oh, what do you mean? Well, officer, I know that you have no reason to pull me over except this general safety inspection. And you don't have any, you know, reason to believe that I've done anything wrong. So it'd be really for the sake of the Constitution and both of our oaths to it, that I have a duty for the sake of our security of our nation to not answer your questions, to not do anything to make it so it's easier for somebody who needs to be defended by the Constitution to be less, to be more vulnerable because I'm not willing to stand. I'm not willing to set the example. So, officer, because of my duty before God and my society and to you, I will not answer your questions and I will say, let me proceed. And those of you who are honor and of good faith and know the law of God and the law of man and the entire duty that we all have will say, good job. You did not allow this Alpha 10 Juliet to breach your security. Thank you for partnering with securing the law of the land. You proceed on your way. You have a good night and you be safe. And I got pulled over in a certain situation and I had a discussion with an officer on the basis of the law and the Constitution, things like that. And he was actually excited about it. I was a state policeman and he sent me on my way and he said, Mr. Carmichael, this was neat. He says, you continue on your way. He says, you have a good night and drive safely. And he says, I look forward to hearing more about you, as if he was going to hear about me. You know what I mean? It was almost like he had a sense that there was more to this, that there was more to what God was doing in my life and is doing in my life as a daily work, that he would end up hearing about me. He very well has probably heard about me or from me since then in ways that I wouldn't be able to track. So I'm bringing this up because when somebody pulls you over or when they pull me over, if I've got a license, again, here's the three prongs of both Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama, of all their license requirements, there's three prongs to a thing that you could do that they're looking for you to incriminate yourself by answering the question. So you're going to either prove you're not a criminal. That's what the Alpha 10 Juliet is trying to do, is breach your security. They're trying to see if you will admit to anything, because their breach of security is having you or anybody be put in the position where they have to implicate themselves on whether they are have a license, but it's not in your possession. There's one prong of the laws of each state, that you never applied for a license or your license has expired. So that is another prong, or your license has been canceled, revoked, or suspended by the authorities. And that's a misdemeanor offense punishable by a mandatory minimum fine of $500 in Georgia. A mandatory $1,000 fine. In Alabama, it could be a 180 days of jail. So, and I don't want to read each of the little nuances for each of the states, but that's what a man's trying to get you to do. So you're like, oh, I'm in fear. If I hold this officer, who's probably an Alpha 10 Juliet, trying to breach my obligation to protect the security of our land and our law, if he even though he's that, I'm afraid that I'm going to go to jail if I refuse to answer his questions. If I understand, because I watch TV and I've seen stuff going back for 40 years, and I know, I've watched enough police stuff to know on TV that I'm supposed to say, officer, you have no probable cause. Thank you for being an Alpha 10 Juliet, but I am not, because I am not going to answer your question because you're asking me to incriminate myself. You're challenging my protections, and everybody, when you challenge me, you're challenging the protection of the Fifth Amendment for every single Christian man and woman. Notice I said that. That's interesting that I said that. I want you to remember who it is that you're ultimately going to protect as things get worse. Is you're going to protect people who are being persecuted under the color of law, because, officer, you're trying to get me to not protect their right to the Fifth Amendment. And you realize when they stop you for any cause, you're under their control while he's questioning you, that is a Fourth Amendment intrusion. And they get away with it if they say to you, okay, incriminate yourself. And you say, no, thank you. They're supposed to say, okay, proceed. Keep going. Have a good night. Sorry for, you know, our little safety check here. There, we don't really do any safety check. We're really a Alpha 5 Juliet trying to breach security. See if you're willing to allow us to breach your security. So are we willing to stand up, even with you have a license and your tag is there? Are you willing to say, in partnership with this Alpha 10 Juliet, officer, I am not going to fall for it. Thank you for this drill. I'm going to protect the law of our land. Even though, but I know, you know what we fear? Oh, they're just going to bust out one of my taillights. And then they're going to say, oh, you've got a, license plate light. They're unscrew your license plate light. Okay. And now it's not showing your license. Oh, now we have probable cause. Now we have to cite you for an infraction. So please give me your driver's license. And really, that's their way of finding out whether you are in violation of any of these three prongs. Okay. But now you still have the obligation to not incriminate yourself. Or do you? I mean, what do you do at that point? Well, he's going to give me a $10 fine infraction. And if I don't tell him who I am, he's going to put me in jail. And it's Friday night, and the magistrate's not going to be there till like Monday or something like that. And I know that that happens, where they're in there they're supposed to see the magistrate within an hour. And even if the magistrate's there, he doesn't care. He's just a prosecution machine. You're not getting out of there until Monday morning. So you spend 3 days in jail because you're trying to uphold the Constitution. How many people are going to do that? So I used to think about criminals. Oh, man, they're a bunch of criminals. What are they? You know, they're trying to use this technicality to protect themselves from jail. But then I got older and I got mature, and then I read the Constitution in detail. And I've had people tell me, I know the law. I said, no, you haven't, buddy. I've studied it for thousands of hours, literally thousands of hours. And I've won cases in the United States courts and in the local courts against real lawyers, against attorney general's offices. No, you don't know the law. You're going to accuse me of being a lawbreaker, but you don't have a clue what you're talking about. So, okay, there's a little of my certifications there. So I have a passion for this because God put me in a position where I had to either obey him or obey men. And when I obeyed God, it appeared to men that I was in violation of man's law. So I had to learn, God, what is the law? I had to learn the law. I began to read American jurisprudence like it was a novel, a series, okay, like 80-some books. I didn't read them all, but I started going through them in detail. I started reading the United States Code annotated, civil rights statutes, tax codes, judicial procedure. How do you obey God and man at the same time? And what I discovered was that men's laws agree with God's laws. And sometimes there's these little driver's license things. There's these little administrative clubs that you join for convenience of society and things like that. Sometimes those little administrations go just a little bit too far and they offend God's laws. So what happens when they offend God's laws and you've got an oath before God to obey his law and man's laws, and this little thing offends the law? You cannot in good conscience abide by it. You cannot participate it. You cannot become complicit. You cannot be in the conspiracy of violating the law. So you do not obey that one little administrative glitch there. You know what? It turns out that you're not evil. You're actually some use the term patriot. You actually have the highest respect for the law, but to men who are uninformed, you will appear to be a lawless person. And they don't. And what it is, it's a matter of ignorance. We've got a very high standard of law in America, in Tennessee, in Georgia, Alabama. We have enemies of you who are right now trying to change times and law. And that's what was forecast in the book of Daniel in the Bible. They're trying to change times and law so that you're confused. Your children are confused. It's a lie. It's a pandemic of dementia that's happening. And those who are listening to Nuga Radio, the reason we've got Nuga Radio here and we're looking for your participation is because I use my show called Preservative Talk Radio because I realize that my call and those of us who partner with us in Nuga Radio, my particular call and why they've invited me to participate with them is my particular calling is to preserve us, preserve the law of the land, preserve you, preserve me, preserve our faith. And so that destruction, less destruction will come on our society, to give words that will encourage people to do what is right rather than that which is expedient. Because short-term gratification always has some negative consequence. Short-term sacrifice always brings long-term reward. You can quote that and make sure, you know, that's something I don't know if I heard that someplace. But for radio shtick, I say that once in a while. So here I am with Preservative Talk Radio, and I want you all to be aware of this. And I want you to talk to your friends about the show. You know what I mean? Talk about the things you hear at Nuga Radio. And this happens. And I discovered when I was broadcasting in Georgia, there was a young man. He was 19 years old, and he was on a staff of a very hostile congressman from Florida. He was Grayson. And so here's this 19-year-old, when he answers the phone, I want to get an interview from Grayson. He's not going to give me an interview. He's got a completely opposite worldview. But I'm going to ask. And it was something he was doing that I liked, and I figured I'd just stay focused on the thing that I liked and really give him as much grace as I could. And I asked this young man, and I started telling him who I was. He goes, oh, I know who you are. He knew who I was as soon as I said my name. And his office was right on the fringe of our broadcast. I know who you are. Oh, really? How do you know? I listen to your show. Listen, you, what are you doing there? I say, some company just hired you to answer phones. He goes, no, I'm volunteer staff here. I do all this kind of stuff. I say, why are you listening to my show? He says, I love it. I said, well, how'd you find out about it? He says, my friends. Who? What friends? He said, my high school friends. He and his high school buddies were tuning into my Preservative Talk Radio because there's life. There's truth. It's real. It's reality. I was changing his perspective. I was changing his paradigm. It was completely opposite to the thing that he's being spoon-fed and force-fed in our public education system. And he understood that it was life and that it was light on a hill, that he was like a moth to the flame and he was compelled. And he and his friends, his high school friends, were compelled to listen to Preservative Talk Radio. So I want you guys to be partners with us. Think of opportunities that you could have us come visit you and endorse what you're doing. Partner with us. Call on our show when we give you an opportunity to call. Express your opinion. You know, you can be anonymous. Call. This is anonymous from Saudi Daisy. All right. You can go ahead and do that. And we're going to appreciate that. So here, just to summarize what I've been talking about today. Do we have the courage, you and I both, and I'm having to challenge myself. Do I have the courage to, when a police officer comes and asks me, and he's really a breach of security officer trying to investigate whether or not I will forsake my fiduciary duty to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and the state where I am? That's what he's really doing. Do I have the courage and do I have the moral integrity and courage to tell an officer, even if I have all my papers in order, officer, I'm not going to allow you to breach the security of the Constitution because I'm going to stand so that those who are more vulnerable to me can still stand. And that even though your superiors have not trained you in the law, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be trained in the law. And the very fact that I was not on the radio last week was because I was having a conversation with our connection provider. All right. So just connect me to El Studio from my office so I can keep doing dogged work with slight interruptions by a radio show. No, this is a very important thing, but I can't afford to be spending time on the road getting to and from this event. So I was getting interfered with and I told this guy, I said, well, you guys did a continuity check, found it was flawed. And then you act like nothing's wrong and it's all my fault. He says, this guy, technical service guy, says, what's a continuity check? Oy vey. Spent the next 3 minutes explaining to him the basics of electricity. Okay. Yes. So David Allen Carmichael, this is Preservative Talk Radio. I really want y'all to go to preservativetalkradio.com. Dot com, because I've got some things there. The recent shows that I've done, there's a link there that says recent shows. I want you to click that because there's stuff and some good themes there. I've also got a personal website where I do some activism. It's davidallencarmichael.com. And there is a very special show that I've done here on Preservative Talk Radio for Nugo Radio. And it talks about driving, and it talks about administration for getting driver's licenses that may have gone beyond the powers of government and may also be a fulfillment of things forecast in the book of Revelation. So what do you do when you see that coming your way? So do we have the courage to stand up for those who would like to strike against the Constitution of the United States? Do we have the courage to stand up and hold the law of the land for the sake of ourselves and the sake of our posterity? And to do that which is right, notwithstanding the consequence. That's a very dangerous thing. So I encourage you to think about that, even to test it. If a police officer comes in as a Alpha 10 Juliet, try it out. And if push comes to shove, show them your papers. One step at a time.